Good morning, I'm Bishop Dan Selbo, and this is the first Sunday in Advent, December 3rd, 2023. Our lesson today is from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. Some of Jesus' disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you'll be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus as we begin a new year in the life of the church and a new season in the church's life. The theme chosen for this year's devotionals, Echoes and Epiphanies, leads us from this first day in Advent, a time when we patiently wait for the coming of Jesus, to the day of Epiphany, the clear declaration in his baptism that Jesus is the promised Son of God. That same declaration is echoed throughout all of Scripture. The Old Testament prophets spoke of the coming of the Messiah and of how God would fulfill his promises in and through his chosen one. The New Testament proclaims that the chosen one is here, and that in his presence and coming in the person of Jesus Christ, we begin to see the face of the Father and the fulfillment of his saving plan and purposes for his world. The passage we read today helps us to hear some of those same echoing promises being declared, as well as to be given an epiphany, a new insight and awareness of how God is working in all things to save his world in Christ. It speaks of the destruction of everything in this life that is not of God, and of the kind of events that will take place as the world as we know it comes to an end. Nations rising against nations, wars and earthquakes, famines and plagues, followers of the Lord being persecuted and betrayed. It doesn't take much imagination to begin to see how the end of this world might be sooner than we might expect. At the same time, our Lord also tells us to never lose sight of the calling we have in him, and to never forget the promises that belong to us through our faith. When the world begins to fall apart, remember whose world it is. When life begins to turn upside down, use it as an opportunity to tell the world where to turn. World history, as well as current events, are filled with stories of people who built their lives on the wrong foundations. Although the details of their lives are vastly different, their life stories end up the same. Jesus says, "Be careful where you are building. Do not forget what will last and what will not." As we begin this season of Advent, take the echo of our Lord's words to heart. Build your life on the certainty of his promises. Secure your life on a foundation that will last. And as you do, don't be surprised if you have an epiphany. God has been opening the eyes of his people from the time our world began. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we begin this Advent season, preparing to celebrate your birth into this world, and as we look forward to that day when you will return, help us to hear the echoes of your voice found in Scripture, revealed to us in your word. And as we do, lead us to new epiphanies, new insights and revelations that remind us and assure us of the security we have in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.